Arizona's governor's race decided. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Fox News Decision Desk projecting that Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona, defeating Republican Kerry Lake. Governor-elect Hobbs, in a statement, pledging to work hard even for those who didn't vote for her, saying, "Even in this moment of division, I believe there is so much more that connects us." Kerry Lake posting on social media, "Arizonans know BS when they see it." Earlier on Fox News Primetime, Lake accused her opponent of a conflict of interest.
How do you certify an election that is this botched? And she's the one that would certify her own election where it was botched, where the machines didn't work in more than a third of the polling centers. I don't know how we remedy this.
The close race could go to a recount under Arizona state law. The Republican Party is one victory away from taking the majority in the House of Representatives. After the re-election win by California Congressman Ken Calvert, the GOP now controls 217 House seats. That's one shy of the number needed for the majority. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, speaking remotely to the G20 summit meeting in Indonesia, says he wants Russia to end its war on Ukraine justly and says now is the time it must and can be stopped. Zelensky also saying the world should endorse the establishment of a special tribunal regarding Russia's aggression against Ukraine. After his meeting with China's President Xi, President Biden telling reporters about Russia.
I'm confident that Russia will not occupy or defend Ukraine as they intended from the beginning.
In his upcoming speech to the G20 summit, the president will tell the leaders of the world's largest economies to further isolate Russia diplomatically and economically. Wall Street lower on Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling 211 points, NASDAQ down 127, the S&P 500 closed 35 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Authorities say a University of Virginia student and former member of the school's football team shot three current players to death as they returned from a field trip late Sunday. UVA's president, Jim Ryan.
My heart is broken for the victims and their families and for all those who knew and loved them. And they are all in my prayers.
The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., was captured Monday. No word yet on motive. Comedian Jay Leno recovering from serious burn injuries.
Jay Leno is now in a burn center after he suffered some pretty significant injuries to his face in a car mishap, which ended up forcing him to cancel an appearance in Vegas over the weekend. So here's what happened according to TMZ. It happened on Saturday. They say Leno was in a garage near Burbank, where as an avid car collector, he stores his vehicles. When one of those cars suddenly burst into flames without any kind of warning whatsoever. Now, TMZ says the flames burned the left side of Leno's face, but thankfully didn't penetrate his eye or his ear. He was taken to a top burn center where he's continuing to receive treatment. In a statement to Variety, Leno said in part, quote, "I got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I'm okay, just need a week or two to get back on my feet."
Fox's Bill Malusian. Five airlines will pay up for travel delays during the pandemic.
Remember the outcry by airline passengers when flights were canceled or delayed during the pandemic? Now there's a settlement of sorts. Frontier Airlines and several foreign carriers have agreed to refund more than $600 million to travelers whose trips were affected. The Transportation Department is also fining those same airlines $7 million for delaying refunds too long. There's no action or fines against other U.S. airlines because the Transportation Department says they responded when reminded about their obligation to provide quick refunds. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.